is it difficult to, you know, to put so much emphasis on a game against a big rival that gets a lot of national attention and it's a, you know, spirited, intense game, win it, and then come back and play a team like Tampa Bay?
You know, I don't think it is at all. You know, I feel like for us, we understand that every game is important to us. You know, we understand that. Understood that last week was a very important game. One, it was a rivalry game, a divisional game. But this week, you know, it's just as important. So our mindset is, you know, to prepare as we did last week and even better and get ready to go play a Tampa Bay team.
Is that something that the veterans, such as yourself, have to kind of make sure that that locker room is right and the meeting rooms are right? With that mindset?
Well, I think the good thing about our team now, I feel like each guy, you know, takes it upon themselves to, you know, understand what's at stake, take it upon themselves to understand what needs to be done. And, you know, and then on top of that, you know, you have guys who, you know, talk from time to time, or talk when, you know, we do wise words, it's kind of hit on that same thing. So, you know, I think we're very much aware of it as a team. It just depends, you know. Coach usually does it by birthdays. You know, whoever birthday it is that day, you know, gets to have the wise words. And then sometimes, you know, he just randomly picks. So.
When Deshaun left after last season, those looked like really big shoes to fill. What do you think about the job that Eric Reed has done, kind of jumping into that spot?
Yeah, I think Eric Reed has done a tremendous job. You know, certainly, you know, Deshaun. You know, we came in together, you know, kind of grew in this league together, you know. So he always, you know, be close to me, be dear to me, you know, as a teammate, you know, like a brother. But, you know, we're very fortunate to have Eric, you know, and all that he's brought to this team. And he's continued to grow, you know, each week. And, you know, it's just great to see him play the way he's playing.
Harbaugh and others have talked about the fact that Eric Reed is a guy you don't need to tell someone to twice. Quick learner. Have you seen that too?
Is
one of the veteran leaders?
Yeah, he is. I mean, he's very quick, you know, at picking up on different things. I mean, it's some things, you know, you kind of just look at him and you know, sometimes you look a little bit longer, but he looks over at you and he just shakes his head out here because he knows, you know, exactly what we've already talked about or understand, you know, the formation or what's going on. So, I mean, he's a very, very fast learner.
What happened on the touchdown that the tight end scored on Sunday?
It was a good play. You know, it was one of the things, you know, we kind of beat up on the play action. And, you know, it was mine to carry, you know, across the field. And, you know, maybe I was expecting a little bit of help. But, you know, that's part of the game. Sometimes, you know, when you're playing against a good run team such as Seattle, you know, you can get stuck in the backfield a little bit. So, you know, that was on my part.
How do you feel you're running at this stage? I know you had that injury early in the year. Do you feel you're running at top speed?
I feel like I'm, you know, getting back there. I feel like, you know, it's certainly, you know, when someone says, you know, you don't need games, you don't need practice, you know, I'm certainly not one of those guys to have, you know, to think like that. You know, I feel like, you know, each time that I wasn't able to be out on the practice field or playing a game, it was a little bit of a setback. But at the end of the day, there's no excuse. You know, when I'm out there on the field, I just got to play and play to the best of my ability.
Patrick, with the last game coming up at Candlestick, do you have a particular fond memory of Candlestick Park that you can think of?
Man, I think every, you know, just every chance and every opportunity that I've had to be, you know, be a part of a game there, you know, to be inside that stadium, to understand, you know, the history, you know, at that stadium, you know, it's truly a blessing, you know, and I'll forever be grateful to have shared that field, played that field, played on the same field as guys, you know, who are in the Hall of Fame, guys who have won championships here at this organization. So, and then just to go out there and play, you know, NFL football is something I've always dreamed of as a kid, you know, and So I mean, I think every time I've had the opportunity to step in there, you know, it'll be a memory that never be forgotten.
Have you been able to watch Levante David at all?
Say again?
Levante David, have you been able to watch any of him?
No, I haven't been able to see him. I mean, I've seen him like on Sundays, you know, I think I've seen him like a couple of times when they've been on TV. That's about it.
Any impressions? Speedy guy.
No, I think, you know, now that I think about it, I heard Mr. Gruden, you know, talking about him and talking about how, you know, how good of a player he is. And, you know, when you have, you know, Coach Gruden, you know, talking about you as a player, then you're doing something right, so.
Have you kept in touch with Deshaun this season? And did you see him when he visited here recently?
Yeah, I saw him, and we text from time to time. He'd check on me, you know, where I'd shoot him a text.
He was saying that somebody told him, are you coming in here to spy on us? And he thought that was kind of absurd, but.
I'm not sure about that. I think he just, you know, just saying hello to some, you know, some old faces, friends.
As a guy who was hoping for a long-term contract, are you pretty happy for, even though he left, to go
Yeah, you know, I'm always happy for the next man's success, you know. And Deshaun, you know, certainly, like I say, you know, a good football player, played really well for this team. You know, I can't think of a time that he didn't come out there on the practice field and give everything he had. And, you know, to see him go, of course, you know, that's saddening because, like I said, we came in together and kind of grew in this league together. But, you know, I'm happy that, you know, he was able to, you know, get what he was looking for, and wish him all the best in the world.
Thank you.